Today we're turning again to John's Gospel, and today to the 21st chapter, the very last chapter of John. Some have called this the epilogue of the Gospel of John, the epilogue being the things you write after you write things. It's kind of the after the conclusion of the Gospel. There's more that John needs to say. So we turn to John 21 to hear another Easter resurrection story. But first, let us ask for God's help. Let us pray. Here we are, Lord, your disciples gathered in a room. Gathered together because you call us, gathered because we're invited. Gathered to hear words of life, encouragement, and challenge. So speak again, your Holy Spirit, that as we read Scripture and as the Word of God is proclaimed, we may hear your voice calling us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. John remembers this story. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. They said to him, we will go with you. So they went out, got into a boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, children, you have no fish, have you? And they answered him, no. He said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it. And now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. And when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on some clothes, for he was naked, and he jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, come and have breakfast. Now, none of the disciples dared to ask him, who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them. And he did the same with the fish. Now, this was the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was risen from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my lambs. A second time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, Son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, follow me. For the Word of God among us, for the Word of God within us, for the Word of God in Scripture, thanks be to God. Three times Peter stood by the fire and was asked a similar question. Do you know him? And he denied it. You were one of them, aren't you? And he claimed he didn't know what they were talking about. I know you were with him, for you are a Galilean. And he cussed and swore and denied that he knew him. Three times by the fire in Pilate's hall. And here we find ourselves at another fire. This time it's a fire that Jesus Himself has built. This time it's a fire on the beach, on the lakeside. Imagine standing at the shore of White Lake, a fire and the smell of fish and bread. A fire made for you. A breakfast cooked by Jesus to feed His disciples. And here we find Peter. Again by a fire. Again with three questions. All very similar. Simon, son of John, do you love me? It's the question that Jesus asks us every day. As the fire of the sun burns in the morning sky and awakens us to a new day, Jesus turns to us and says, do you love me? It's the question that's asked to each disciple on each rising morning. Do you love me more than these? And Jesus asked that question, and Peter answers, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And he gives them instructions. Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then tend my lambs. Do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Then feed my sheep. I want to suggest to you today that it's not enough to answer the question. It's not enough just to say with our words, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Yes, Jesus knows that. Peter's right. Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. The question that Jesus really is asking is, what are you going to do about it? Feed my sheep. Tend my lambs. Feed my sheep. I remember when I was in Myrtle Beach, I remember talking with the pastor there, my head of staff, a mentor to me, a man that I admired and continue to lean on for strength. And I remember telling him, Bobby, I want my legacy someday. I want people to look at me and say, Chris showed us how to love God. And I remember that he challenged me back and he said, you'll have to love others first. And I think there's something to that. I think he's right. Jesus turns to us and asks us, do you love me? And our answer is easy, just like Peter's. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And then Jesus turns the screws. Then do something about it. Then use your love for me to make a difference in the lives of others. Then use your love to love others. Then use your love for me to better the lives of others. Isn't this the same gospel that Jesus says, I give you a new commandment that you will love one another? So what does love for Jesus look like? Jesus says, feed my sheep and tend my lambs. At its basic core, it's about caring for others. And maybe even boiled down simpler than that, it may simply be kindness. It may simply be being kind to one another. As a child, there was a memory verse that I remember memorizing, be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ has forgiven you. Be ye kind to one another. Tenderhearted. Have you seen the movie Babe? Babe, the gallant pig. It's kind of a comical movie about a little pig who wants to be more than a pig. He's being raised by two sheepdogs. One, the mother sheepdog, he calls her mom. Thinks of her as his mother. And there's one scene in the movie when the shepherd, the farmer, invites this pig to act like a sheepdog. And he tells the pig to bring the sheep around, to line them up. Away to me, pig, he says. And so the pig, Babe, turns to his mother, the sheepdog, and says, what am I going to do? He wants me to gather the sheep together and get them to line up. And the sheepdog tells him, well, you've got to be a dog, you've got to be a master, you've got to nip at their heels and bite them if they don't obey you. And so here goes this little pig running into the sheep pen, gnarling and gnashing his teeth and growling at them and yelling and telling them to go, and they won't listen. And finally he runs forward and he chomps down on one sheep's leg, biting him. And the sheep call him on it. They say, you're no wolf. You just need to ask. You're not like those wolves that devour and bite. And so Babe kind of laughs and he says, well, will you please kindly line up and leave the pen? And much to his surprise, and to the mother sheepdog's surprise, and even to the farmer, these sheep gather up and march two by two calmly out of their pen. I tell you that story to tell you that kindness can win hearts. Kindness is the character of a Christian. When Jesus asks us, "Do you love me?" What He's really asking is, does your life demonstrate the character of one of my followers? Are you kind? Not just to the ones who will be kind to you back, but are you loving and kind, forgiving and gracious, even to your enemies? I invite you to join me in the litany that I've written in the bulletin. Because Jesus turns to us and asks, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep. Elizabethtown Presbyterian Church, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Tend my lambs. And Jesus asked the third time, Elizabethtown Presbyterian Church, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Feed my sheep and follow me. To the glory of God. Amen.